just before last Christmas, we undertook a project looking at the supply of fake goods on Facebook and other social media. And Mr. Dempster, who was prosecuted, was one of the individuals that we found selling goods. We've got a covert account that we use to do what we call test purchases. And the officer made a couple of test purchases from the account, had those examined by trademark representatives, and they were fake. So we obtained an entry warrant from the magistrate's court and then went to the man's house, used the entry warrant to get into the house and found more fakes in there as well.
How big a problem is this counterfeit goods being sold on Facebook nowadays?
It seems to be a growing problem. I think in the old days we used to see people selling fake sometimes at car boot sales, and it was maybe quite hard for people to do. Then the trade moved on to online auction sites, that sort of thing. And when those sites became stricter about what was being sold, people seemed to move on to social media sites as a way of carrying on with selling these fakes. And I think people seem to think it's an easy thing to do. They perhaps don't think through the risks involved. So it's a sort of tempting thing for people to do. But as this case shows, you know, you could end up in court. You could end up with officers standing on your doorstep with an entry warrant coming in to search your house, which isn't the sort of thing that anybody would want to do.
Apart from the impact it has on the people who buy these counterfeit goods, it has an effect on legitimate businesses, doesn't it, who use online sites to sell their products?
It does. I mean, you've got to think about the manufacturers of branded goods and also the retailers in North Yorkshire. We've certainly prosecuted cases where there's been UK-based manufacturers who've spent years building up a brand, and these fakes are damaging that brand. You know, we've had cases where fake products have been have become faulty and they're taken back to the genuine retailer and they're being asked for a refund or a repair when the product's got nothing to do with them. So there is clear evidence that the fakes do damage the reputation of both the company that's built up the brand itself and local retailers as well.
A lot of people will have started thinking about Christmas shopping and may have actually started that shopping, and it's particularly important that those people don't fall into the trap of buying something which isn't the genuine article.
That's right. I think there's a double warning really to people, is that if you're buying, you're looking out for Christmas presents, make sure that you know what you're buying, that if you think you're buying a brand that you're getting a genuine product. But also in the run-up to Christmas, if you maybe think, I could do with some extra money to spend on presents or Christmas dinner or whatever it is, don't think that selling fakes is an easy way to do that.
So anyone who thinks they may have fallen victim to this or they see something suspicious, what's the best thing for them to do?
They can report it to us via Citizens Advice, which is 03454 040506. Alternatively, we are on social media, so you can find us as North Yorkshire Trading Standards on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at NYCCTS.